establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation as they celebrate Passover 2010 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. The date, March the 29th at the Ramada Plaza Hotel, I-25 and 120th Avenue. You can join the Beth Messiah Band, the Daughters of Zion, and Beth Messiah Dancers as they celebrate Passover 2010. Time, 6 p.m. Reservations are due by March the 18th. To make your reservation or for further information, call 1-800-205-6245. The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and, well, the news isn't good. Certainly the stock market is collapsing in Europe. It was down on Thursday, and of course, they're well into Friday there in Europe, and all of the major stock markets are down. Certainly, Portugal is facing financial collapse, Spain, Greece. And as a result, of course, most of the markets are down, including in Great Britain. As you know, the market fell here yesterday dramatically. I think it's up 2 points today, up to 10,004. Of course, they've collapsed in gold and silver. But what you're not hearing is that the markets, the exchange markets, don't have much of any gold. I just got off the internet, and certainly if you want to try to buy gold in the international markets, there isn't any. It's literally disappearing. Now, right now, of course, with the collapse of the gold market, gold is down, 6 or 8% here in the last few days. A wonderful buying opportunity for both gold and silver. We are on the edge, ladies and gentlemen, of one of the greatest market collapses and financial collapses that I believe the world has ever seen. Well, anyway, let's get Joel Skousen's view of what's going on, because he keeps us appraised of what's really going on in the world, and his World Affairs Brief gives you the information you're not going to get from the controlled media. Good morning, Joel. How are you this morning?
I'm just fine, Dr. Stan. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Just speak up just a little bit louder, and we're doing fine. And basically, I was just commenting for our listeners what happened on the stock market yesterday, what's happening in the European markets today, and things don't look too good.
No, I really don't. A global insolvency is a real threat now, and it's not, surprisingly, because of the problems with the dollar. I have long argued that the dollar is not in danger of a dramatic collapse because, one, the sheer quantity of dollars outstanding, at least 200 trillion, which doesn't even count the additional trillions in dollar-denominated contracts and obligations like derivatives that have never been monetized. And two, the weakness of other competing currencies like the euro and the British pound, or the Japanese yen. Not only is the world held hostage by their having invested in so many dollars and treasury bonds, but no basket of other currencies can even come close to replacing the quantity of dollars out there already. The vaunted euro is showing its structural weakness now as it fails to confront the recent debt crisis in Greece, which is turning into an international embarrassment for the EU monetary union and threatens its very existence. Investors are pulling cash out of Europe at a record pace as central banks slow their euro purchases, jeopardizing the euro status as a substitute to the dollar. Last year, policymakers loaded up on euros while analysts at Barclays in London and Milan predicted central bankers would make good on their threats to reduce the greenback's dominance. But now the euro's down 8% since November 25th, its fastest slide in 10 months, amid concerns that cash-strapped countries like Greece won't pay their debts. Greek debt is now at a whopping 125% of GDP, even after the U.S. monetary inflation binge of 2009, the U.S. debt ratio to GDP is still only, quote, only hovering at 60%. But it's rising steadily, but nowhere near as bad as some of these European countries. Well, the yields on 10-year Greek bonds jumped 14 basis points, widening the spread over German bonds. Portuguese bonds suffered. The central bank said the government in Portugal had not enough to tackle its ballooning deficit. There's several other Eastern European countries that are in real problems as well. Incredibly, you have insider economists like Joseph Stiglitz, the Nobel Prize winner Keynesian economist, who told Greek politicians and economists that Europe's budget fetish or fetishism was worsening matters. Now, what he's trying to say is that responsible German demands for strict accounting and transparency were hurting the EU. This smacks just like Ben Bernanke complaining that strict transparency of the Fed's secret payouts will hurt the U.S. economy. And the comments by Stiglitz were an invitation for them to rebel against austerity measures imposed by Bond or Germany in Brussels. He said the whole Eurozone shared responsibility for the unfolding drama in Greece and has a duty to step up with euro bonds or solidarity funds, meaning a bailout. But the European Central Bank is not like the Federal Reserve, which has total power over all state banks. In Europe, each nation is required to manage its own allotment of euros under strict monetary guidelines. In other words, each country prints its own version of the euro, and they have to stay within certain strict guidelines. So nations like Poland and Germany, who have been doing a proper job of staying within the guidelines, rightly resent having to bail out profligate spenders like Greece and Portugal, who have secretly gone into debt far deeper than allowed by the rules. Now, it would be similar to solvent U.S. state governments having to bail out California's huge budget deficit. They would be incensed at being penalized for California's lack of fiscal discipline, and indeed have no moral obligation to do so. And so this whole crisis really threatens. For example, in the credit default swaps, these are derivatives that guarantee other debt structures in other countries and other corporations. The cost of protecting $10 million in debt from 15 European governments for 5 years in derivatives hit a record $91,000 last year. That's the cost of the derivatives, the insurance policies. About double September's cost and the current price for issuing U.S. debt. Prices for Portugal, Iceland, France, Greece, and Germany swaps have risen the fastest in the world this year, about 55% on average. Greek debt insurance is now the world's developed most expensive, costing $44,000 per million. Isn't that incredible?
We'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen. But the world financial house of cards beginning to crumble.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice vice president for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Joel Skousen, we're talking about what's going on as far as Europe is concerned. Of course, even a worst-case scenario is unfolding in Japan, where their debt-to-GDP ratio is well over 200, 229, something like that. In other words, their debt is a great deal more, well over twice what the gross domestic product is, and of course, they're one of these days they're going to have to bear the brunt, you know, of their keeping their interest rates, you know, certainly at 1% or 0.5%, and massively increasing the amount of money that they've released that's been used for the carry trade throughout the world. But Joel, you pick up the story.
Well, as we've been talking about, or what I heard you when I first came on, talking about the issue of gold, it's amazing how people are beginning to, both large entities of traders and small ones are starting to take delivery. In the London gold markets, apparently the major fulfiller of contracts says that there is almost no gold to fulfill physical paper contracts. In other words, there's a complete disconnect between the actual price of gold in these contracts, which has gone down recently, and it shows the manipulation is occurring on. If they had to actually take possession, they're having to pay a 25% premium, and when the gold is all gone, and it's almost gone right now in the London markets, no premium will allow you to take possession of the physical gold, and that means that the actual paper markets in gold are just a fraud. If there's no way to fulfill those contracts in physical metal, those paper contracts are going to collapse, and the price of gold is going to skyrocket overnight. So how the powers that be financially are going to solve this is a problem. Another major issue is news yesterday that the British Central Bank is going to stop quantitative easing. They have been devaluing the pound at a record rate, trying to create money to bail out their ailing financial system, including Ireland and Scotland and other banks that are in trouble. And now they said that they're going to stop the quantitative easing. That means the interest rates will start to rise and the markets are plunging. It means that pressure is being applied to the Federal Reserve that they'll have to stop their zero interest rate policy soon, and that is what driving the stock market down.
If they stop the quantitative easing, what you're going to see, of course, is our whole economy will begin to collapse, because the only thing that's keeping us going is this massive government spending. I mean, we're not creating new jobs other than those jobs created by the government stimulus.
That's absolutely true. And if you start removing the stimulus from even the housing economy, the $8,000 trigger for new home buyers, which is being expanded to all buyers of new homes, you know, it's just an incredible removal of incentive, and I think that there's going to be another second round of collapses. Now, I don't expect those things to be removed. In fact, I think that we'll see more and more spending. That's the only thing that they've got left is to inflate, and so I think that you're going to see that the stimulus package that the Obama administration will dole out this year will double in size in order to keep the inflationary appearance of a recovery going, but it's not a true recovery. And eventually, what they're doing is creating yet another bubble. And I think they fully intend to do this. Remember, the stakes are getting higher, though, as we talked about in various interviews yesterday. In a few years, the mere entitlements in the United States budget, the things that they have no control over that are actually in law with Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, will consume virtually all of the government revenue coming in. That means that all discretionary spending above that, including military, including all the wars that they're involved in, and the foreign aid, and the rescues in Haiti, and every other crisis that happens will be absolute deficit spending. And interest on that is rising dramatically. Within 10 years, it looks like a crisis will arise whereby the government will no longer be able to print enough money to pay. Well, they will have to own print money because they won't be able to market any debt. We could have a debt crisis, but it's probably 10 years off for the U.S. They've got that much more room to inflate because of the massive quantity of dollars that are out there. For example, they inflated $3 trillion between 2008 and 2009, but that was only 1.5%. The outstanding dollars out there, which no other country can get away with. But the U.S. can get away with it because they have, you know, talked the world into accepting the dollars. We have spread our inflation around the world so that it doesn't inflate here at home as much. And even as they were doing that, we were still having real inflation rates of 10%. But now the real rate is down about 5%, even though the government is saying we even, you know, less than 1% inflation. They've always understating inflation. But the rest of the world cannot get away with what the U.S. does because it doesn't have us. There aren't enough euros out there. For them to replace the dollar with euros, for example, they'd have to inflate, you know, the amount of euros out there almost 80 times. And they just can't do that without destroying their own economies. So this is going to be a real year of crisis internationally for global solvency. That's why the dollar will continue to rise. Gold should skyrocket, but I'll be interested to see if they can continue to hide this problem. The reason they may be able to, you know, and that's why central banks will continue to sell gold, physical gold in the market to satisfy people taking possession. But a great many of the people buying and selling gold in the paper markets aren't going to take possession because part of the conspiracy to mask the price of gold or keep it downward, and they have no intention of taking possession. And, you know, any real investor who was interested in investing for the safety of his money would be taking possession at this time.
I agree with you, and I think we're on the edge of the edge of the abyss, but go ahead, or the edge of the abyss.
Well, as I say, I think it's going to be, threats of defaults, but every one of these governments is going to engage in the inflationary solution to overcome the thing. It just postpones it into the future. So I want to caution against people thinking that the world is falling. It is in terms of fundamentals, but we must not underestimate the powers that be and their ability to continue to create new money and new false solutions to postpone the inevitable. And as I have said many times, my theory is that they only need to carry this another 10 years or so until they get a world war going where they can walk away from all this debt and say, we've got to start over. And that will especially be true if it is a nuclear war, as I am predicting, which will wipe out many computer data and centers throughout the world where they have an excuse to start over. And that's the great fear that I have. And people should heed my warning on that. This is a very serious thing. We have time to prepare for these things, even though, you know, I mean, and as we talked about last night, it's very important to remember that if people have IRAs, 401ks, and other things in paper markets, those are going to disappear when a war comes. They're not going to be able to retain any of those things. So prior to those things, they need to see the handwriting on the wall, get completely out of the paper markets, and turn whatever assets they have into viable things that are barterable, tradable, or usable by themselves. In other words, eliminating your need for future money by stockpiling and by buying in advance, getting out of debt, doing everything that you can to become totally solvent within what I believe is a window of about 10 years. And it could go either way, but I think that's what a financial goal that people ought to have, is to try to extricate themselves from the paper markets. And they have to stay in them to a good extent because of the inflation that's coming. You can't just take it all and put dollars under a mattress or it's going to deteriorate. And so now is not the time to do that. But in the future, people need to realize if you're still in paper markets, you're going to lose everything when a third world war comes along.
Well, the... One of my concerns is that the government is already eyeing the money in the pension funds. They desperately need money at the present time with massive deficits. You know, we're talking about this year a $1.4 trillion deficit, and that's just they're cooking the books. If they really talked about how much the deficit is, it would be three or four times that much, but they're talking about, you know, just taking those pension funds because people are sometimes being exploited and paying large fees, and let the government just pay you annuity on your pension fund, and the government will manage your pension fund so you won't have to. And I think that's a frightening thing. If I had money in a pension fund, I'd pay my money and get out, which is what I actually did some years ago. But go ahead.
Well, I'm also a believer that if you're not retiring within this 10-year window that I'm talking about, that any of your tax-deferred savings plans will be gone someday, and that it's actually better take the money out, take the penalty, and invest it in wisely and safe areas that cannot be confiscated by the government who will... because you just need to have it in physical assets. And I'm not talking necessarily gold and silver, because even if you have a lot of gold and silver sitting around, your ability to turn that back into viable things is going to be very, very difficult among the common person who doesn't know how to value gold and silver. It's doubtful that anyone will have, you know, the ability to give you change for a $2,000 or $3,000 gold coin. You see the problem. It's very difficult to convince someone to give you that much value for a little piece of gold when it comes to barter. Things that people actually physically need, whether it's things from you know, light bulbs to toilet paper or bullets, are much more valuable to people in hard times, especially a wartime scenario where we'll perhaps go back to a second world country instantaneously overnight with a massive EMP strike taking down all the electricity. The social unrest and the panic that will go on in a world war will be, for the first time, it's going to hit America, and Americans will find out what it's like to be like refugees in World War II fleeing the Russians. Even though I don't foresee a Russian invasion of this country, it's still a massive problem of huge cities which have no ability to sustain themselves without massive and sophisticated inputs of food, electricity, and water, which will be cut off in a war situation. So, you know, as we fight for liberty and we protest what's going on, we still at the same time need to be, frankly, preparing to lose this battle temporarily as the globalists bring upon us these great wars which will force the American people, they believe, to give up national sovereignty, give up liberties in order to be protected from the the great horrible evils of Russia and China, which they will claim will have deceived us. And frankly, the world is never going to be the same again after this war starts. And I think we're going to still have the illusions of relative peace and prosperity right up until the time that it comes. And people will be unprepared if they don't see the signs on the wall and work strongly towards getting prepared.
No, because I think the coming economic problems in this country are certainly a foreshadow of the fact that the world will never be the same. I mean, everybody's waiting for it to be like it was, you know, 2 years ago, you know, when the good times were still rolling. But, you know, I don't believe those times are coming back.
Well, they really shouldn't. In fact, I think that the economy, what we're experiencing right now, is pretty close to a normal economy, and people ought to adjust their business models for this lack of debt spending that people are in right now. This is the way that it should be. Homes
right.
should not be being built so fast, so rapidly. And
we'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen right here at the American Freedom Network. Isn't it a nice scenario that you better understand what's happening, because most people won't.
Even in good times, adoptive parents often face more challenges than other families. When times get tough, these challenges can become overwhelming. But help is at hand for Colorado families that have adopted through the child welfare system. Since 2003, Colorado Post-Adoption Resource Center, COPARC for short, has assisted more than 2,000 families statewide with support, training, information, and financial aid. For each family, there is a story. For the family of two special needs siblings, COPARC means tutoring for their daughter and braces for their son. For the adoptive parents of five, COPARC means needed respite childcare so that they can attend a parenting seminar together. For the single adoptive mother of a son with autism, COPARC means finding the special services she needs to help her son relate to others. A helping hand, a network of support. COPARC is funded by Promoting Safe and Stable Families Program, Colorado Department of Human Services, Division of Child Welfare, and the Adoption Exchange. Visit adopttex.org or call 1-800-451-5246.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. Joel, before we go on, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the World Affairs Brief, and an excellent summary of what goes on It arrives every Friday, and I always look forward to it. And it's important people understand that we're not getting the news or the proper interpretation from the media. I hear it is an independent source of information, which I always find very, very important. How can people get in touch with you and subscribe to your newsletter?
Well, the newsletter is showcased on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com. People can get a free sample copy by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And if they do that, a couple of hours from now, I'll have today's brief ready, and they can get a sample copy of what we're talking about today and all of the financial data. I noticed that the stock market has gone below 10,000. There are signs that the plunge protection team is trying to bring it back up, but they're having to fight against the massive fear factor now that investors are probably engaged in, and there's a major downward trend towards, you know, pulling out of the stock markets for fear of these global solvency issues. And it's very interesting to watch the graph and see how these trends towards uptrends, and then they get overwhelmed, and people are just buying and selling like crazy right now, trying to match their fears. And it's very difficult for the manipulators of the markets to keep the markets from going much lower, but they're fine. In other news, it looks as if Obama is going to be the new neocon president, despite his